CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has filed a lawsuit to remove one of the state's House Democratic leaders, Representative Gene Wu, calling him the ringleader of the dozens of Democratic lawmakers who left the state in an effort to block a redistricting vote. Even under threat of arrest, the Democrats have not returned to Texas, as CBS's Nydia Cavazos explains.
These Democratic members have said that they will remain in the state of Illinois for at least 2 more weeks, which is the duration of this special session. And while at some point they will have to go back to their own state of Texas, they say that for now, this is helping them raise awareness, bring national attention to this issue. And some of these representatives are saying that they're hoping that other blue states will also join the fight.
California's Gifford Fire near Santa Maria grows to more than 82,000 acres, the largest wildfire in California this year. It is now 9% contained. At least 3 people have been injured. CBS's Jason Allen.
Santa Barbara County Fire's Scott Safechuck says dry vegetation has contributed to the fire's explosive growth.
Low humidity, high temperatures, wind influence in alignment with drainages that just allows for a perfect mixture that creates extreme fire behavior.
The smoke that is just hanging in the canyons, not only from this fire, but others across California and Canada, is creating hazardous air quality across the country.
A federal judge blocks the Trump administration from reallocating $4 billion meant to help communities protect against disasters. Hundreds of millions of dollars in funding have just been cut from vaccine development. CBS's Matt Piper with that.
The Department of Health and Human Services, under Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will pull funding for some vaccines to the tune of $500 million. The funding was for some vaccines under development to fight respiratory viruses like COVID-19 and the flu. The money was funding more than 20 projects led by pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Moderna. Kennedy says he wants HHS to invest in what he calls better solutions, but is not saying what those are.
A man suspected of killing 4 family members in Tennessee has been captured after a week-long search. CBS's Jim Crisula has the latest.
Austin Drummond was found in a wooded area in Jackson, Tennessee, a city on I-40 about an hour east of Memphis. The 28-year-old man is suspected in the murders of an infant's young parents, grandmother and uncle, a week ago. Police have charged 2 men with helping Drummond.
Authorities have not yet revealed a motive, but say that the suspect's girlfriend is related to the victims. Jasmine Sanga, who prosecutors say was known as the ketamine queen and is charged with selling Friends actor Matthew Perry the dose that killed him, goes on trial on September 23rd. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Withstood the test of time. When you feed, build, and fuel the nation, you can't take chances, because you wake before the sun rises and end the day after it sets. Dating back to 1892, Thorogood takes pride in building high-quality work boots designed for hard-working people, because reliability comes first. Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Discover more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Speed Week at Utah's Bonneville Salts Flat resumes after a driver was killed there on Sunday.
60-year-old Chris Rashke was trying to set a land speed record in his rocket-like vehicle named the Speed Demon. He reached 283 miles per hour when he lost control about 2.5 miles into his run and crashed. Speed Week race director Keith Peterson says Rashke had been racing for decades.
It's much more of a camaraderie, a community, and that builds a lot of really lasting friendships and trust. You know, he's a big part of it, and he'll be sorely missed.
The local sheriff's office is investigating the cause of the crash. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A guitar dispute between former Rolling Stones guitarist Mick Taylor and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The 1959 Gibson Les Paul was donated to the Met as part of a collection. Taylor claims it was stolen from a French villa during the recording of Exile on Main Street in 1971. The museum denies the claim, citing provenance records that do not record Taylor as ever owning the instrument. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, lows upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a few showers and storms around. A high around 80. Heating up into the mid-80s with more humidity, plenty of sun for Thursday. Maybe a storm Thursday night. Currently at 68.
Girls. Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Precious that you are the moments we showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. Don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my windowpane, I'll think of summer days again.
For 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
W-R-J-N.
Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Of a man.
Hey,
listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Hey,
am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by
she's in my mind.
Lightning strike me again.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop. I'm not lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking again.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
You hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you.
Love you.
I need you.
Need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you wanna stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya,
love ya.
I need ya,
need ya.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Right now I'm sure you know that I love you.
Love
you. I need you.
Need you.
I want you. I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Yeah.
said that you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see?
When you see me smile, you know, baby. things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. North of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Yeah.
kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me go. I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
WRJN. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did, since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Yes, it is, baby.
to myself. For me, there's you and nobody else. Stop and thank you, baby. I want to stop and thank you, baby. Oh,
how sweet it is to be loved by.
Tell the truth, baby.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Well, it's like sugar.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. California continues to try and contain its largest wildfire in the state so far this year. CBS's Jason Allen in Santa Maria.
There is an all-out battle to contain this major fire in the mountains of Central California. What concerns officials here is the explosive growth of the Gifford Fire. It's now at more than 80,000 acres, the biggest wildfire in California in 2025, a year that began with two of the most destructive fires in the state's history.
A source familiar with the contents of the Ghislaine Maxwell's interview with the Justice Department tells CBS News Maxwell did not implicate President Trump in Jeffrey Epstein's misdeeds and said nothing that would harm the president. ABC News was first to report this. There has been a third death in the Legionnaires' disease outbreak in New York City. Officials said the number of cases has grown to over 60. Legionnaires is a severe form of pneumonia that does not spread from person to person, as CBS's Dr. John LaPook explains.
What they've traced it to is 11 cooling towers, you know, like these HVAC systems. Mm-hmm. The bacteria get into the water system, usually, especially in warmer water. It can be more stagnant. It can be in the fall, too. It can be in HVAC systems. It can be in spas, and it can be in various types of water. And what happens is the bacteria get into these droplets that are in the air, and then people inhale it.
The outbreak is mostly contained to five zip codes across central Harlem. All five people aboard the Titan submersible died when it imploded on the way to the Titanic wreckage. The Coast Guard's newly released report finds that the company ignored safety warnings and cites inadequate design and maintenance. The BBC's Rebecca Morrell.
It's a very damning investigation. I mean, one of the issues was that the submersible never had its safety assessed by an independent third-party organization. And that's something the U.S. Coast Guard wants to change going forward with this.
For the second day in a row, Texas state Democrats have denied their Republican colleagues a quorum to hold a vote on a new congressional map that would favor the GOP. CBS's Karen Waugh in Houston.
Many Texans are angry and frustrated. They're not happy about this in the districts where they're going to be affected. There have been three public hearings where hundreds have come out to express their concerns. Some are even calling this racial gerrymandering.
80 years ago, the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan. Correspondent Webley Edwards.
What had been Hiroshima was a white mountain of smoke, and when we saw it first, it was already up to 25,000 feet. About 1,000 feet off the ground, it looked like boiling dust. It extended over most of the city, churning down there.
80,000 people were immediately killed. Many others died slower deaths. It was the first of two A-bombs that brought World War II to an end. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
You still have 40 million plus vehicles globally that are driving around with a potential ticking time bomb, a grenade in either their steering wheel or their dashboard. And when we look to what injuries may have transpired from a defective airbag, we generally see loss of vision in an eye, or we see facial lacerations. We also see hearing loss. Unfortunately, we started seeing death after death after death. When that passenger airbag exploded, it basically degloved his entire face. He lost his nose, he lost his right eye. The type of catastrophic